The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Tom Tucci joins us now. He's somebody who's been in the bond market for many, many years to talk to us about he sees. And I guess, Tom, of course, also he is managing director and head of U.S. Treasury trading at CIBC World Markets. Europe. Ethan, Vonnie, and I were talking on the break about this. It seemed, we look at Portugal and go, wow, almost, you know, 7.5% at 1% on the 10-year today. But are U.S. bond traders paying that much attention to Europe right now?
No, not right now. I mean, listen, it's part of a global backdrop that I still think that as time goes on, that we'll become more sensitive to, because you're going to start not just seeing what's happening in Europe, but we're already talking about the decline in growth in China as well. So that's part of an international landscape. But I think what it does bring home is the fact that a lot of those problems still haven't completely been solved, right? We've been able to kind of weather the storm there, and things have calmed down. But in general, a lot of the austerity and some of the other, you know, financing of some of these Eurozone governments is still not quite what it needs to be. So that's still going to be an ongoing issue.
Tom, we've seen yields rise dramatically and now back down to 2.55% on the 10-year. Is that, I mean, all about this week's auctions, or is, you know, are we seeing real stability here in the Treasury market again?
No, I think you started to see some stability. If you just kind of do the pattern from the last week, you know, we had the holiday shortened week last week. We had the payroll number on the Friday after the holiday, and the liquidity was very, very poor. The market moved to an extreme. There's a lot of positioning, not necessarily in Treasury markets, but in mortgage-backed securities and corporate bonds, and even the muni market at the beginning of last week really had a spillover. And I think what happened was there's a lot of panic sells as the market had started to go further than people thought, and a lot of hedging came into the market and a lot of forced liquidation as well. And we got to a point where, you know, things were, if you look at things on a forward basis, we had some pretty significant Fed tightenings, you know, out 2, 3, 4 years that I really don't think are in the cards. And the market's just kind of taking that back now and finding more of a neutral, more balanced area.
We've got some big economic reports next week, Ethan and Tom, and presumably they are potential market movers, because more than ever, every economic report is going to be, aha, they'll taper in September. Oh no, they don't need to. We start with retail sales on Monday. What are you looking for, Ethan?
Well, I mean, next week is going to be one of those weeks where the gasoline price story dominates everything. So in retail sales, we know that you had a big price increase, and that will make the retail sales numbers look very strong. Once you take that out and you look at the stuff that we focus on in trying to predict consumer spending, the core measure of retail sales only up 0.3%. So nothing to get too excited about. So, you know, we're probably going to get data in the coming week that is supportive of growth. 0.3 isn't a bad number. You know, you're going to get good housing numbers probably next week. Probably we're going to get Ben Bernanke at his testimony pretty much sounding like he has in the last month. You know, we're not in a rush here. We've got a plan. Don't get too excited.
So what's the trade here, Tom?
Well, I think in general, one of the trades has already taken place, and that was the one I mentioned earlier, that too much tightening has been built into the market, and the Fed's not going in that direction at all. I think if you listen to what Bernanke has said over the course of his statements in May, and then what came out of the Fed in June, and listen to what he said yesterday, this all started with the fact that the Fed was starting to feel very uncomfortable with asset prices after what had happened with the Bank of Japan policy. All of a sudden, we had these vertical moves up, and we've talked about that previously on this program, that all of a sudden, all assets were rising significantly in response to the Bank of Japan policy. And Fed members were getting very, very concerned about that, and they became more vocal in the media about some of those concerns. If you listen to what Bernanke said yesterday, he basically reiterated that fact. They were concerned that people were getting over-leveraged in the marketplace, and it was getting too one-sided. And what they did is they were able to take some of the air out of the balloon. I think in general, what you really have to get through your mind is that the fact the Fed will be tapering. We can go back and forth about whether they're going to do it in September, or December, or so on and so forth. But central banks in general are trying to get away from the bond purchasing game. And what they're going to replace that with is forward guidance of being lower for longer. They're thinking that lower their lower short-term interest rate structure will anchor rates overall to stay lower. You've seen it happen in the UK. You're seeing it now with the ECB, and the Fed will reiterate that again. Some people are already talking about the fact that they may actually lower their unemployment level for tightening, so move it from 6.5% down to 6%, which would then further push off any tightening, which would help offset this tapering that's going to take place in the marketplace.
Tom Tucci, thanks for joining us from CIBC World Markets.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.